This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon. Coming up, big trouble at Life University. But first, U.S. Secretary of State Colin Powell is in India today. Tomorrow, he will visit Pakistan. Mr. Powell is scheduled to appear at a meeting of Asian foreign ministers in Brunei next week, but this portion of his trip is part of Washington, D.C.'s ongoing effort to stay engaged in the subcontinent. The Secretary of State's visit to Pakistan comes at a time of growing unease in that country. Pakistani President Pervez Musharraf's cooperation with the United States and his attempts to secure his own power at home have stirred increasingly vocal opposition. NPR's Rob Gifford reports from Islamabad.
In sweltering heat beneath bright green awnings at the Jamia Fadria Madrasa, some 500 mullahs and religious students gather to listen. They're here for a meeting of the leaders of all Pakistan's madrasas, or religious schools. Each speaker has the same message. The religious ordinance regarding madrasas that President Pervez Musharraf wants to enact should be opposed. If they pass this ordinance, one speaker threatens, that will mean big trouble for Musharraf's government. The ordinance in question, which many believe was pushed on Musharraf by Washington, would bring the madrasas under full Pakistani government control and broaden their syllabus beyond just religious studies. The hope being that this would make them less likely to breed a new generation of Islamic extremists, as they did with the Taliban a decade ago. Abdul Rashid Khazi is vice president of the madrasa.
Every move of Pervez Musharraf, it has further gone to the negative side, rather to going to the positive side. We see him totally going according to the American agenda. He is just fulfilling their designs.
This group of religious leaders says it's committed to peaceful opposition to President Musharraf, but many groups have not been so restrained. In addition to the kidnapping and murder of American journalist Daniel Pearl in January, the U.S. consulate in Karachi was car-bombed last month, leaving 12 Pakistanis dead, and 11 French engineers were also killed in a Karachi car bomb in May. But for Musharraf, there is now another development, perhaps more dangerous for him, rising discontent among some of Pakistan's educated middle class. The main reasons for that are the president's moves at home to increase his own powers, under the pretext, critics say, of maintaining stability in the war on terrorism. On the one hand, he said parliamentary elections will be held in October, part of the return to democracy that he's promised since coming to power in a military coup 3 years ago. On the other hand, he proposes amending Pakistan's constitution to give himself the power to dissolve parliament and fire the prime minister and cabinet if he wants to. These moves come hot on the heels of a referendum on his rule that he called in April. It was widely seen as rigged, and many commentators say it did him more harm than good. Leader of the small, moderate Awami Tahrik party, Taqiya ul Qadri, came out in support of Musharraf after last September's terrorist attacks. But in recent months, he's been one of a number of politicians who've taken a more critical stand.
On 11th of September, we supported General Pervez Musharraf because that was a matter of terrorism. But the thing only which is disillusioning us is the question of democracy. And we feel that, again, the new proposals of constitutional amendment is leading the country in another way towards presidential dictatorship.
Add to that, says Qadri, the promised economic assistance to Pakistan for cooperating with the US has not arrived, or at least has not been felt by the ordinary people. To many military dictators in the developing world, such complaints would not be a problem. But Pakistan's vibrant civil society and notoriously rambunctious press mean that even Pakistani dictators have to take into account popular discontent. What some see as bowing to U.S. demands has led to critics coining him a new name, President Musharraf. In addition to the constitutional changes and the close alliance with the US, there's one other crucial reason for a dip in his support: the sacrosanct issue of Kashmir. Under U.S. pressure, Musharraf has reined in the fighters based in Pakistan who infiltrate across the border to hit Indian targets. To many Pakistanis, that amounts to betrayal of the sacred cause of freeing Kashmir from Indian rule. Hamid Gul is the former head of the powerful Pakistani intelligence agency, the ISI. He says this all adds up to a growing sense of unease.
Well, we think that he hasn't really got anything in return. He did the job on Afghanistan, which nobody else could have. But what relief have we had with regard to the economic package which was supposed to be given to Pakistan? And similarly, Kashmir is another issue. And slowly, bit by bit, we find that our honor, our dignity, our freedom, our sovereignty, everyone, everything is being trampled upon by the Americans, and there is no way that Pervez Musharraf is resisting.
President Musharraf has by no means lost all his support in the Pakistani middle class, many of whom feel he's provided much-needed stability since September 11th. Colin Powell's stopover aims to show continuing U.S. support for the president, but the Secretary of State will no doubt be aware of the details just released by the Pakistani security forces of a recently thwarted plot to assassinate President Musharraf. Rob Gifford, NPR News, Islamabad.